You're listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show, and we've been talking with therapist and author Joy Johnson, who wrote the Self-Compassion Workbook, which you can purchase on Amazon or at your local bookstore. So that was a really fascinating conversation. I love the topic of self-compassion because, to be quite honest, it's a fairly new concept to me in my life. What were some of your greatest takeaways, Kristen?
Well, it's interesting because I'm not sure it's what Joy would want to hear, but I think for me, it's that there's a component to self-compassion that is cheesy, and that's okay, right? And so that's the part she might not want to hear, but hearing right. that it's okay is that I hope she feels okay with that part. And what I mean by that is, I think it can be really esoteric, like we were talking about, in this big idea, and how am I going to get there? And, you know, sure, feel good, say good stuff, go get a massage, all that kind of stuff. But what resonated with me, and this is why I'm talking about the cheesiness, is my mom used to, when we were going to sleep, she would just do this light little tickling on our arm, and she called it mousing. Mm-hmm. And so when Joy was talking about that, you could give yourself your own compassionate touch. I was like, oh yeah, I totally mouse myself when I'm really stressed. And I was like, that's so cheesy though. But I'm like, it actually does make sense. And she presented it in a way that was so scientifically based that I'm like, I'm going to own this, right? Yeah. I am going to tell the world that yes, I do like to give myself a little mousing on my arm, and that it's okay because it actually does release some oxytocin. So now I sound like a brain neurologist.
Right. There you go. No, that is an excellent point. And yeah, it is hard because it sometimes does sound a little cheesy. And I think it goes against a lot of, you know, how we were brought up and just, you know, striving to do better. And I think the thing that really resonated with me is the whole, you know, would you talk to your friend that way? And I remember I had to mm-hmm. have a little conversation with myself, which again is a little cheesy, but like, hey, I'm with me all the time. I have been right. since the day I was born, and I will be until the day that I die. So you can be friends with me. You know, we right. can work together as a team, right. or you can be my worst enemy, which sometimes I feel I have been to myself. So, you know, just having that talk and just being like, hey, me, we're on the same side here. And, you know, and starting to realize, would you talk to a friend that way? Would you expect that of a friend? And the answer is almost always no. So then why do you do it to yourself?
Right. Right. Well, that's good. Cause I know that, I mean, you shared it on here that, yeah, that self-talk can be something that's really dangerous for you and really profound when it's negative.
Right. right.
And so turning it into something positive is really, I think, super helpful. And as someone who's walked by your side in a lot of this journey, there is a lot that you should be saying to yourself that's positive and not as much of the negative stuff as you say. So I'm glad that you're working on that.
Yeah. And I think I speak for a lot of people when, you know, they probably don't go around saying all the positive stuff that they could and should be saying to themselves. And, you know, to me, that's part of the self-compassion and the mindfulness journey as well, is just having that moment of gratitude and, you know, keep going back to, okay, this just went terrible, but you know mm-hmm. what? This is really great in my life. I'm really proud about this. And, you know, just shifting your mindset, I think, is something you kind of have to do daily.
Well, and I think part of, I don't know where I learned this, but it's been reinforced from you, is that part of it is recognizing that there's actually more to be learned and valued when somebody messes up. Mm-hmm. Right. So if I mess up, I'm going to learn more from that than if I do everything great. But also, if you watch me mess up, you get to see me be humble. You get to see me admit defeat, admit a mistake. And that really helps humanize me to you, which helps us connect better. Right. So, I mean, that's the part where I think I've been fortunate to not get caught up in all of that kind of negative self-talk stuff, because I feel like actually, when I do admit my weaknesses and my mistakes, it's more endearing.
Sure. Yeah. No, that makes perfect sense. And I lost my train of thought. But
well, I don't want to make it sound like I'm perfect, because what she helped me realize that I need to work on is expectations.
Right.
That was my other big, big lesson, is that I don't have a lot of the negative self-talk, but boy, my expectations are so unrealistic. And when they aren't met, I get mad at myself. I get mad at other people. And really, I just need to stop and recognize that that expectation wasn't even realistic in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that is a perfect point. I, having my daughter and being with my kids this week on vacation, I definitely had to let go of some of the expectations, the things I wanted to go or do and see. And, you know, they were like, nah. And, you know, I'm getting angry at them. And I'm like, well, what, you know, why? To what end? They don't want to do that. You know, I want to drag them there. And why do we even have to do that? Let's just let it go and find something else. So, no, I definitely agree. And there's still something in the back of my head, like a point that I wanted to make. And I'm struggling with it. So
about negative self-talk or about self-compassion?
I think it was in the lines of the negative self-talk. I don't know. It keeps on popping up and then running away before I have a chance to spit it out. But, you know, I really enjoyed the work that we did, you know, as we did some retreats in the past, working with identifying some of this negative self-talk and where is it coming from. You know, there's one point you can take it a step further when you're ready to, instead of, you know, just stop with the negativity and shutting it down, but also get a little bit curious about that and start exploring. Yeah. Whose voice is that? You know, is that my voice? Is that my mom's voice? You know, where is this coming from? And doing some of that work just to get the negative self-talk gone to begin with. Yeah. So it's not there.
Exactly. So yeah, this self-compassion stuff, I feel like we could talk about it for hours. It's a good topic.
It is. And something I think everyone really should work on more. Well, I guess I shouldn't say should, but there's always opportunity for growth in being willing to work on yourself, and especially in the world of caregiving when it's stressful and you gotta you gotta take care of yourself. So you're listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show. Hoping you have a great week, and we will talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Take care, everybody. Thanks.